out of cycle update. Another day, another situation of garbage. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host. There's a lot to unwrap, and I don't know that I'm going to get it all correct because there's a lot. Following, this goes out to anybody who was in, thought about being in, wanted to be in, used to be in, is in now, what used to be known as Satama Inu, currently known as Cytochain. First, Leister here has to take a victory lap. And I'm not doing this to attack you. I'm not doing this to criticize you. I'm doing it because it helps you learn. It helps you adapt. It helps you get better. It helps you improve. You have to understand. Leister told you the truth multiple times. Leister told you the truth about the whole situation. Leister did copious coverage about the concerns that I had. Little did I know. Even Leister gets it wrong sometimes. The one thing I got wrong, I assumed that, okay, they're just freaking blistering idiots. That's what I told you. I told you that Cytochain was not ready for growth. I said, Russ, the cult leader, he wasn't going to do it. I said that Manny the Hitman, he certainly wasn't going to do it. I called out issues on Token Sniffer. I called out issues on various points of the contract code, and nobody listened to me. And that's what's frustrating. That's what's really upsetting to me. And I don't know what it took for this to happen. I really don't. Okay. So I got to just say, here's the big picture on this. Allegedly, and I'm going to stress it, allegedly, there was something that happened to the leaders of Cytochain. Not only the leaders of Cytochain, but some investors as well. This is starting from the United States government. And it also includes Cyta Realty. It also includes RoboEnu. Remember that one? It also includes Lillian Finance. It also includes VZZN, which I believe is what replaced or was going to replace Lillian Finance or Terrarium, or one of the two of these. The FBI sent out an outreach saying, we were trying to figure out more about these projects. If you know anything about these things, give us contact. Let's hit it up. And then the next thing I know, unbeknownst to me, something was filed in the United States courts. The case is out there. It's in the District of Massachusetts. Criminal number 24CR10187. It was filed back in June. Actually, it was when it was initially filed. Conspiracy to commit market manipulation and wire fraud. Wire fraud, as well as a forfeiture for allegation. I won't bother you with the details. Here's the what's really happening in this business, as I can follow it. Bottom line, though, Manny the Hitman allegedly is locked up. This is what I'm told. I was told he pled guilty to the charges. Russ, the cult leader, allegedly is locked up. Allegedly, he pled guilty. I don't know all the specifics, so I'm told. Okay, I'm following what I'm told because it's a developing story. They named a bunch of people that were from Hong Kong, some people from the Virgin Islands. And there's this whole big investment company in the front of this stuff. Max, remember Max Equation? Max Hernandez. He was involved. He's named as a co-conspirator. And they said that these people worked for this investment company. Now, none of this came to surface that I can recall. This is the first time I'm seeing any of this information. But they've got Max Equation, who is Max, the one that was supposed to be developing the Cytoswap or the wallet, whatever it was. The cult leader, allegedly cult leader, lived in Texas. And I remember cult leader had moved. I thought he moved to Dubai, but perhaps he moved back to Texas. I don't know. At the time of June, I could have sworn he was already in Dubai. They said that cult leader was behind VZZN, which tells me that this is when they left Saitama. Manny takes over. These other ones went over, spun up this VZZN project. So that was not directly linked to Lillian. Follow me, though. Manpreet, which is Manny the Hitman. Nam, which is one of the developers in this Tama project. There was somebody on YouTube chimed in. There's like, in Nam we thrust. I'm like, come on, man. So apparently Nam was in the U.S. Michael Thompson, I remember the name, but I don't remember exactly what his role or his tag was on X. They called out Saitama LLC specifically, the LLC that was backing Satama Inu at the time. They called out the LLC as a co-conspirator to this whole situation. So this is directly around, in this case, some of the pump and dumps and market manipulation, but also what they were doing with Cyta Realty and everything that was backing that. It's a whole, I don't want to swear, but it's a shit show. I'm sorry. They also called out VZZN, though, as a co-conspirator, even though VZZN was not directly aligned with Saitama that I could recall. It was a separate project that they spun up on their own. The actual case refers to VZZN as a security. It doesn't say why. It just says this is a security. Okay. Then they called out a different one. Next Fund AI said that's a security. So then securities and everything else is playing into this business. I read deeper and I'm trying to understand, like, how the hell did this come around? Allegedly, somewhere in 2022. So this is just after the failed November 13th Vegas event for Saitama, right? And the wallet. Shortly after this is right around the time they were trying to get it to work and they couldn't get it to work. That's the time frame that we're talking about here. What they're saying is that there was manipulation of all of the different volume and all the different cryptocurrencies that were associated with Saitama in order to profit from all the different cryptocurrencies and then essentially pump and dump. So they were overinflating it, you know, unrealistic hype, shill. So remember how cult leader, he would go up on a thing and he's like, he would give dates and he would give all these specifics to hype the token. And I said in one of my quarterlies, all he's doing is hyping the stuff up, but there's nothing there. And he's a cult leader and the rest we trust cult because that's what he's doing. He's pumping the price of this and they got nothing to show for it. And when they did deliver something, I said, I would never advocate that you get into this because I don't see anything here and there's significant security issues. When Manny took over then, I gave him the benefit of the doubt at first, but then I saw he was doing screw-ups. Token Sniffer came out and said, and I have this video on my Convivo side where it said, this is associated with a known serial scammer. And I said, if you want to be, you know, taken seriously, you need to get this resolved. And they ignored me. That's cool. Multiple, the code on the site crashing. I got code snippets of the stuff. Everything was just terrible. And I'm telling people this is bad. Then they rug pulled PancakeSwap and Uniswap back to back. And I'm telling them, this is not the right answer here, people. You're not going to be successful at what you're doing. This is a problem. Leister tried to warn. I did multiple times. Okay. I had people and I'm going to do victory lap on that person on YouTube who said I was going to be left behind. They were going to chime back in March, 2025. We can time travel and we can do it right now. Cause listen, the people that you trusted with your money have just let you down, but you need to come back and get my credit because I told you what was going to happen here, dude. I didn't even say scam. I just said they're blistering idiots. Turns out I got that wrong, but you need to come back and get my credit because here we are. Let me go a little bit deeper. They described advertising about these services that are allegedly illegal services. What they're implying is that they were working with other companies to provide illegal services to those companies kind of under the hood. So this is a shell company that they're describing where this company is providing these services under the hood that nobody knew about. And that some of this service transaction is what contributed to then or surfaced through Saitama is what they're alleging here. Manipulative trades is essentially a form of wash trading that they're saying where they're saying that trades are happening that they're doing where they're pumping the token. They're doing that in order to spur a FOMO run off the token price. So if you think back to early 2021 when this thing launched and it was doing unreasonable climbs, they're alluding that a lot of that might have been manipulative traffic. We suspected something like this. We know some of it was legitimate, right? Some of the doctors on Terrarium, but it was questionable how much traffic was really going on. The level of climb didn't make any damn sense. I'm sorry. They called out that there were multiple different wallets used in order to kind of hide their tracks. In one of my updates, I called out the fact that Russ was exposed when he said he didn't put any money towards Lillian Finance, but it was exposed later that yes, he actually fronted some money to get Lillian off the ground. That's part of what they're talking about. But other tokens, Suzuki, Russ was involved in that one. He helped fund some of that stuff. Hoge, there's multiple where Russ was exposed having funded or at least partially funded some of these projects, but he said that he didn't do it. He got his pants dropped because people are like, no, dude, come on. Multiple people called it out, including Leister here. So now they're calling this isn't a case law now. So don't you dare come back, talk about Futters because now they're saying what we've been saying to be the truth and they're putting it in black letter. And now two of them pled guilty. You put it together yourself. Inducing cryptocurrency exchanges to reduce their trading fees in order to engage in manipulative trading of cryptocurrencies at a lower cost. This is sketchy. What they're talking about is essentially a backroom deal with a centralized exchange to say, we want you to charge lower fees so that we can spur more traffic than our competitors. That's sketchy. But if you think about it, so Saitama wasn't on very many exchanges, but it was on some exchanges. Some of those exchanges no longer exist. When Cytochain comes around, nobody's listing Cytochain. The swaps are a nightmare. The whole Gate.io fiasco, everything with centralized exchanges fell down when Manny took over. Is it possible that the only thing trumping it up was having cult leader in there doing sketchy deals behind the scenes, soliciting investors to buy cryptocurrencies through online marketing and messaging applications? So this is regular advertising, right? Regular advertising is not a big deal. The problem is if you advertise that somebody should buy something at the same time that you're doing artificial pumps, so the price is fake, and so you're trapping people in a pump and dump scheme. Selling cryptocurrencies for a profit, including artificially inflated prices, which is what I'm referring to. Overt acts in the furtherance of conspiracy and scheme to defraud. There's that word again about fraud. Then it talks about how they're working with Bit. They called out BitMart specifically. They called out Manny the Hitman. Allegedly, Manny the Hitman had some sort of a secret chat room that they were chatting in together, and they were using how they were going to manipulate the Saitama price with this shell company. This is crazy. This, folks, is crazy. I'm not going to read all of it, but it's, I do recommend if you get a chance to check it out, I do recommend you check it out because it's absolutely crazy what's being alleged in this. And again, I want to stress for the person on YouTube said they were going to take a victory lap in March 2025. Manny the Hitman and Russ cult leader have pled guilty, I'm told. So the bottom line here, this is what it is. This is how it works. This is how it goes. And I don't know, okay, that rhymes, but I don't know what to make of it. All I can tell you is what's being said and what's being alleged and what's in place here. And the bottom line, everybody who called certain people FUDDers, we are going to take a victory lap on it. We are going to come out and say, we told you that this was sketchy business. We told you it was doomed. We told you it was destined for failure. We told you there was no coming back. We told you Manny wasn't it. We told you it can only be one of two things. I said it can only be one of two things. They're scammers or they're blistering idiots. I wouldn't enrich either one of them. We now know what the facts are. We know what the deal is. It didn't matter about Christina. I don't see that she's listed as a defendant, which I think is kind of bullshit. But the point is, I don't see she's listed as a defendant, is Christina. But it didn't matter about the cocaine binge and all that stuff. None of it mattered. All that mattered was all these inexplicable activities circling around. It would not surprise me to see all of the people behind Terrarium somehow aligned with this case or a different case that's connected. It wouldn't surprise me because they're right there in the mix of all this business. So all I'm going to tell you is if you are in, were in, plan to be in, thought about being in, or anything else, Cytochain, understand you're dealing with criminals now. You are effectively dealing with criminals now. That's what it is. When you plead guilty, you're acknowledging criminal behaviors. You're accepting whatever plea deal because they might have so much evidence against you that you ain't got nothing to run. So it also sets a precedent for some of all these other ones, these sketchy ones that are out there. And hopefully this helps clean up the business. I am not happy to see this happen to people's money. I'm not happy to see people get their stuff took by these jokers. What I am happy about is the fact that certain of these, you know, I get to take a victory lap and certain of these claims that we have been making are validated to be the truth, and some of you can no longer refute it. I know some of you say, Cytochain's going to continue without them. Yeah, we saw how that worked out for SafeMoon. So here we are, okay? Cytochain, Saitama, Cyta whatever, Cyta Realty, Cyta anything, is now the child of SafeMoon. That's where we are. That's what it is. That's what you must understand and accept and grasp and embrace, because that's where we are. As sad as it is, because it is sad, it's stupid. All this fiasco, and it took this long, by the way, to get these jackers locked up. I'm just hopeful that others follow suit. I am curious about the claims that these are securities. Some of these are securities. I am curious about those because that might set a precedent that we should keep our eye on. So what I'm going to commit to you, I'm going to dig a little bit into the case, just a little bit. I'm going to do a follow-on update this weekend. And I'm going to provide my thoughts about the case, specifically the case that they had and that they made and all the data behind it. This allegedly started in June with the case prep and everything else. So there's a lot of data to parse. We're talking 4 months worth of information leading to this point. I will do that best I can. In the meantime and in between time, it's time for some of you to give my credit and understand. Leister's not a FUDder. FUD is false information designed to harm something. I don't need to give false information because you see, it's the truth and they're so damn stupid. They make it easy. They make it easy to predict what the almost cussed heck is going to happen. And I want you to listen to me when I'm trying to help keep you safe because I have no motivation to see you get harmed.